Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, then rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wiper slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Enough for me and my Bobby McGann. From the Kentucky coal mine to the next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, lie on when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
What's up?
What's up, everybody?
It's your favorite granola girls. We're back on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
As always.
Here we are, only 7 minutes late today.
But honestly, like, we came in that last song, of course, me and Bobby McGee, mm-hmm. James Joplin.
Of course.
Classic, and I feel like we would play that song.
Right.
So, in spirit,
yeah.
We're here.
In spirit, we were. Yeah, I think that would be a classic. Granola Girls moment.
But I don't know if it would fit today's theme
right.
exactly, which is a very important theme to the both of us.
It sure is. And I guess for a little backstory behind the theme,
right.
Just for how this, you know, came up as like a theme that we should do. So there is this person that I was perhaps involved with last semester, and as I do, I was just stalking him on Spotify recently.
Mm-hmm. As one does.
Right, obviously. And, you know, I hope he's not listening. Imagine that. And I just saw that he had a playlist called Slaylist 1.
Slaylist? Now, 1.
1. Right, that's what gets me.
Yeah.
Is it Slaylist 1? Which I think implies the existence of Slaylist 2.
Right.
Slaylist 3, even.
So in this, like, mythos that he's created, mm-hmm. unknowingly, we have expanded on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when people... You know, it's kind of like the Spring Awakening of radio, in that it was an old play that some guy wrote.
Right.
And then people, you know, after he was dead, were like, hey, like, we should make this a little bit more Slay.
Exactly. So that's what we're doing. Right. We're reviving Slaylist 1 with our very own Slaylist 2.
Right.
So that's kind of the theme for today. That was
and
our thought process.
I think we should explain, like, what a Slay is.
There's a lot to talk about there.
Like... In a very serious way, there's a lot to talk about, but also in a silly way, there's a lot to talk about. And I think I want to talk about it in a silly way.
Yeah.
Not, like, it's just, like, a moment where you really feel yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you really feel, you know, like you're doing your best work. You're really...
Right.
You know, presenting your best self.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in whatever context that may be.
Right.
And a song being a, you know, a sleigh...
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is, like, that's kind of... a song that not only is its best self as the song,
mm-hmm.
but makes you feel, to me, when I was
yes.
picking songs for this playlist, to me, it makes me feel like my best self.
I agree. I think it, for me, the songs also have that layer of, like, the song is a sleigh.
Yeah.
And listening to it, I'm like, well,
I,
a sleigh for me, like, everything is a sleigh.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's interesting how that word just has, like, a lot of layers to it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a noun, it's a verb. An adjective.
Yep.
It's just like, you know, we can sprinkle it in wherever. I think my sleigh phase, like, just if I had to count the number of times a day I say it,
sleigh
it's kind of decreasing. My sleigh a day, my
sleighage
per day. It's going down, which is kind of sad. I'm like, that was a fun era for me.
I don't think it's going down for me.
Yeah. Which
I think
it shouldn't.
I never got too high, but it's been kind of constant.
Right. I think your level has been consistent. Yeah. I think for me, I went through, like, maybe a week and a half where anyone would text me anything and I would respond, slay.
I think you, sometimes.
And I still do that, but I think it's a little bit less.
Yeah, we have to be sparing with our slays.
Do we?
Well, not for the next hour.
Right.
It's going to be all slay.
All slay, all day. Right? But the next 50 minutes.
Well, do you want to start with spice?
Well, yeah, let's start with spice. Get the slay underway.
Get the slay.
Anyway.
Okay.
In my hand, and I ain't even leave my house with the plan. Baby girl living in, I don't need a man. But I'm a drunk, text my ex, I'm better than your new girl. You know that I'm out this world. We're never matter cause I am superb. You heard that I'm standing on these girls. So go tell your boy cause he needs the alert. Go tell your boy cause he needs the alert. So go tell your boy cause he needs the alert. Go tell your boy cause he needs the alert. Wanna step to me, better think twice. Cause I look pretty, but I'm not that nice. You might wanna wash me down with that water. Because I'm spice.
Spicy, get spicy, get spicy. Spicy, get spicy.
Because I'm spice.
Spicy, get spicy, get spicy.
Can we do it again? Wanna step to me, better think twice. Cause I look pretty, but I'm not that nice. You might wanna wash me down with that water. Because I'm spice.
Spicy, get spicy, get spicy. Spicy, get spicy.
Because I'm spice.
Spicy, get spicy.
And I don't know if they told you, but there's nothing you can say to make me feel the type of way. I'm pretty, I'm smart, I got my pay. So baby, I own my mess, so I ain't got dirt. So go tell your boy, cause he needs your dirt.
Mojito
in my hand, and I ain't even leave my house with the plan. Baby girl living in, I don't need a man. But I'm a drunk, text my ex, I'm better than your new girl. You know that I'm out this world. We're never matter cause I am superb. You heard that I'm selling on these girls. So go tell your boy cause he needs the alert. Go tell your boy cause he needs the alert. So go tell your boy cause he needs the alert. Go tell your boy cause he needs the alert. Wanna step to me, better think twice. Cause I look pretty but I'm not that nice. You might wanna wash me down with that water. Because I'm spice.
Spicy, get spicy, get spicy. Spicy, get spicy.
Because I'm spice.
Spicy, get spicy, get spicy.
Spicy, get spicy. Wanna step to me, better think twice. Cause I look pretty but I'm not that nice. You might wanna wash me down with that water. Because I'm spice.
Spicy, get spicy, get spicy. Spicy, get spicy.
Because I'm spice.
Spicy, get spicy, get spicy.
Spicy, get spicy. Because I'm spice.
Rouge 힘들어와야
Okay, just want to start off immediately. If you just called in, we were in the process of answering the phone.
We sure were.
There was some technical difficulties. We missed your call. Please call back.
Yeah.
Also, thank you. I'm assuming that it was to compliment our epic lineup of the first three songs, which were Spice, Genius of Love by Tom Tom Club, and Soul Bossa Nova by Quincy Jones, mm-hmm. popularized by the film Austin Powers.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So thank you in advance.
Three really big, excellent sleighs.
Yeah.
Extensive sleighs.
Mm-hmm.
We also just wanted to pop in here and preface the next couple songs that we have.
Right.
Kind of discussing their sleigh.
Let's talk about it.
Capability. Let's talk about it.
God, we need Charles.
Their sleigh abilities? Their sleigh capabilities?
Their sleigh abilities, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what's up next? So Intergalactic.
Another week we're playing another Beastie Boys songs that Sarah added before I could.
I think it's so important to say that behind the scenes, when we were making this playlist, I was like, I really want to add this song, this sleigh list. Thank you for the correction. I was like, I want to add Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys, but I'm sure Georgia already added it. And I looked at the playlist,
and it wasn't
and
there.
It wasn't there.
Because I was thinking, I want to add Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys, but I bet Sarah wants to add.
So, I mean, that just says all you need to know, folks.
That just says a
lot. And then I added it, and Georgia was like, I was going
to
do that.
I was also listening to this album the other day in class, because I have this super long printmaking class, and I just listened to music the whole time. And I was listening to this album, and I was like, this was... Like, this whole album could be on the sleigh list. Like, it's just
It really
so,
could.
Like, there's just different areas to this. Like, there's some songs where it's almost like this just sort of, like, I don't know, like, almost indie poppy, like, what we would consider indie pop. Oh, hey, we're receiving our caller again, so why don't we,
We sure are.
I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah, Jordan, keep talking.
So Sarah also added Shoop, Salt and Peppa. I think we've played this song before. Like, definitely.
We've definitely hit some Salt and Peppa.
And then... Well, for me, this next, we're going to probably play another three and then come back with you with a little PSA moment. But Are You Mine by the Arctic Monkeys, that just particularly, again, another, like, era of sleigh, I think. The Arctic Monkeys were really big, kind of, with AM. I see we are having some problems with the phones again, but you know what? We're going to get...
Yeah,
we're gonna get back to caller.
You know what? We're gonna get it eventually.
We're gonna get you on this show if it's the last thing we do.
Yeah, I sure am trying to follow the control board cheat sheet instructions, and something keeps not working. But hey, it's probably me, and we will figure it out.
It's us.
Hey, thank
you. Just don't tell the FCC.
Right.
It's like how many years have we been listening to this, Mr. FCC? Hey, we love you and we respect your work.
We really
want to
play
some more music, Sarah?
Yeah. Hey, I think we will.
I think I need to listen to Intergalactic now.
No, I need that right now.
Like, it's needed.
So,
and it's needed for you too, listeners.
Yes. So enjoy this sleigh.
Don't turn that dial.
Well, now, don't you tell me to smile. You stick around, I'll make you put your wild. But no one The kink and rock, super educated. I'm smarter than Spock, You ever tell me you will agree? Ain't no brother like the K-I-D-D. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, with the echo, I'm telling you.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby. Shoot.
You. The bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name? Damn, baby. That sounds sexy.
Here I go again. Oh, girls, man. What's my weakness?
Man.
Okay, then chillin', minding my business.
Word.
Your souls, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda wicked, wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy. I ask for the digits. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, slide to it swiftly. Dumps it in my hips, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a tip, made me wanna do tricks on them. Lick them like a lollipop should be lit. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell makes me wanna shoot.
The back, brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake booby? If looks could kill, you would be an Uzi or a shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile, bright as the sun. I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a scoop?
Please.
Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna
shoot, shoot, baby. Shoot, baby.
Well, let me bring it back to the subject. Pep's all upset. Make you get hot, make you work up a sweat. When you sit to my loo, my darling, not falling in love, but I'm falling for you. When I get chucked, bet you by the dollar, you were best under pressure.
Yo, Sandy, I wanna like taste you.
Get your lips wet, cause it's time to have pep. On your mark, get set, go, let me go, let me shoot to the next man in a three-piece suit. I spend all my dough, Ray me cutie, shoot shooba doobie, like Scooby Dooby Doo. I love you in your big jeans, you give me nice dreams, you make me wanna scream, ooh, ooh, ooh. I like what you do, when you do, what you do, you make me wanna shoot. Coming this way, ooh.
S and the P wanna get
stick with me, cool, but I'm wicked G. Yeah. Hit skins, but never quickly.
Right.
I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get. For the smell of it. You want my bar, here's the hot rod.
Hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard and have you sounding like a retard.
Yeah.
Big 12 of a 6'2", wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot.
She's not right there beside me. I go crazy, 'cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, alright. Wanna hear her say, is that you mine? Well, are you mine? Are you mine?
Okay, possibly the greatest song of 2013, I think.
Are You Mine? That's an interesting, that's a bold claim.
I mean, what else was happening in 2013?
What? You're right. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
I mean, the 1975 were
that
releasing
was never
some
my,
songs.
I mean, I hate to say it, they were
that
never,
wasn't really
that
your
wasn't
thing.
Really my cup of tea.
Yeah. That's fair. I was pretty into them back. I still think they're pretty good. Like, I'm not, I think some people are like, whoa, they're so amazing, which is like not really how
yeah.
I feel, but... But there are some songs that I definitely come back to.
I feel like that era, like the 2013, whatever the 1975 was, it self-titled album era, I never really got into, though I knew people who were, you know, very, very into it. For me, I got really into their, I Like It When You Sleep.
Yeah.
You said whatever, blah, blah.
Whatever, yeah.
Really got into that album, and then just, like, for, like, 6 months, and then I was like, okay.
Right, yeah, me too.
My face is over.
Yeah, I think I got really into their, like, 2013, I guess that was 2013, their self-titled. And then everything after that, I was like, this is fine.
Yeah.
But there's just something about being, like, 13 years old on Tumblr, listening to their songs, reblogging pictures of Maddie Healy at their concerts, you know. She was kind of sexy.
Okay, Maddie Healy 2013, Alex Turner 2013.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no contest.
No, you're right.
I saw, okay, that's a good point. Again, you know, we're going to hope you have your bingo cards out. Saw a TikTok recently where it was a guy, like, this, like, British, like, kind of fashion guy.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Alex Turner.
Yes.
Yes. And I was like, how?
I was like, really? thank you for doing this.
It's,
I was also
so
like, of course
me.
This is on my For You page.
Yeah.
Like,
like it makes so much sense.
Yeah. They really said For You page, you know? Yeah. You know when people comment that? It's like, well, yeah.
It's like, yeah.
They did say that. That's kind of the whole point. Yeah.
They record your conversations and they track your thoughts. And so they just show you videos of Alex Turner.
Exactly. They know that we're thinking about him. Do they actually just like listen to what you say? Like just in conversation? Is that like real?
Okay. So I remember, this is not going to sound any better, but I saw a thread on Twitter that a guy did.
Right.
Where he was like, I recently, like, moved in with my mom temporarily, and, like, they were talking about, like, random, like, toothpaste brand or something. Uh-huh. Or, like, they weren't even talking about it, but, like, all of a sudden he started getting ads for her toothpaste brand.
Oh, I think I also saw that.
And so
that
it wasn't, like, you know, recording your conversations or whatever, but it was, like, a geographical, like, profiling of, like, what people in your area, like, are purchasing online.
Right.
It was, like, a whole thing, and I didn't really understand it. That might not even be right. I don't know.
No, I remember seeing that too, and I was like, whoa, bro, listening. Bro. Yeah.
But then I think, like, I've seen some people say, like, if you send, like, DMs, like, about certain topics, or, like, you know, DM, like, certain content to other people, then, like, you'll start getting ads related to people who follow that account. Or
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, I mean, maybe it's a coincidence, but there have been times where I'm, like, talking about something, and then, like, an hour later, I'm on TikTok, and I'm like, I see a TikTok about what I was just talking about.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess they just know me very well.
I mean, if it means that I keep getting pictures of
Alex Turner, then can we really complain about that? No, that's the thing about the algorithm. I'm like, well, yeah. I want to see content that applies to me. Like, is that bad? Like, I don't know. Is it so evil?
Not to sound, like, terminally online, but now I'm just thinking about Alex Turner. And there's this video of, like, it was the Arctic Monkeys on Nardwuar, but in, like, 2010 or something. I think they were at, like, Glastonbury or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But they were somewhere, and, you know, Nardwuar's like, who are you?
Right.
So he's like, who are you? And Alex Turner's like, Alex.
Aww.
He's like, but who are you?
Right.
He's like, Alex from Sheffield?
Right,
like,
I don't know. I know, that's the thing, is, like, he was just some guy.
He is just some guy.
Yeah, he is.
And this is also, could be not true, because I read it on the internet. But when they, like, made the Arctic Monkeys, like, no one wanted to be the singer.
Uh-huh.
So he was just like, I guess I'll do it.
Right.
Like, he didn't even set out to be, like, the front man of some band. They were just like, okay, you're the singer now.
Yeah. Also, his solo stuff, like, how do you feel about that?
I really like it. I think, I mean, it did, all the solo stuff, really, like, the kind of trajectory of his various solo,
and other side band
projects, I've all really liked The Last Shadow Puppets, really enjoyed. I mean, I think when I think Alex Turner solo stuff, I'm thinking Submarine soundtrack.
I'm thinking the Submarine. Yeah, exactly.
Because that's just so, like, beautiful. Like,
it was
just
so
standalone,
beautiful.
Like,
I
as
know.
An album, as a soundtrack for a film. Just all of it. It's just
I totally agree. I remember watching that movie, again, in 2013, on, you know, being on Tumblr or whatever, and I was like, this is it. This is the pinnacle of
the
film.
Pinnacle.
And film soundtracks. Yeah. I didn't love, like, that Arctic Monkeys album that came out in, like, what was that, like, 2019 or 2018?
I don't know. Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino.
I think it's
hard to follow up their
former
work.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even, like, before, like, AM was kind of different even for them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, like,
definitely.
Oh, my God. Like, their discography is just insane.
It's, like, such a wide range of sounds. Like, not to keep talking about Arctic Monkeys, but, like,
maybe we should. They slay.
Like,
the Arctic Monkies
slay.
Are a slay.
They are a slay. They really are. They were, they
Who
are, they
the
will
British
continue
could
to
slay,
be.
But they proved us wrong.
The British are slaying.
Yeah.
They sure
just
are.
The Arctic Monkeys, really.
Right,
though.
Just them. And sometimes the 1975.
Sometimes.
But not always.
Don't let it go to your head.
Right.
Maddie Healy.
Yeah. If anyone British is listening.
If anyone British is listening.
Right. Then you only slay sometimes. Anyway, I'm going to read a PSA now.
A PS slay?
A PS slay. Hey. Well, okay. There's some options for this. Okay. So, between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, life can get pretty busy. Take time for yourself and schedule an eye exam today. You may be surprised to see what you've been missing. Whoa, clever.
We'll play on words.
For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes.
So, it's always a slay to have good vision.
It is. It is a slay. I mean, you wear glasses, Georgia.
I do wear glasses.
So,
as a member of the glasses slay. Community, I do get my eyes checked annually.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about it.
I don't
mind the eye doctor. I don't even mind when they dilate your eyes sometimes.
Yeah.
But I do not like, there's this new machine that they have. In the past, like, 5 or so years that I've been going to the eye doctor, they've got this machine, guys, where you put your chin on the little chin rest. And then they make you look at a light, and they blow air in your eye.
Aww.
And it's like a little puff.
Aww.
But they're always like, and it sounds like a Nerf gun.
Uh-huh.
Is being shot into your eye, which it's not.
Is that not what they're doing?
Oh, but it just makes you, it makes me jump every time.
Yeah.
And sometimes I blink, and they're like, we have to do it again.
Oh.
I don't like that part.
I don't know if I've had that experience. Because I, you know, have 20/20 vision. In case you forgot. But I enjoy, like, out of all the doctors in the world, I enjoy going to the eye doctor.
Yeah.
I've always said if I were to be some kind of doctor, I think I'd be an eye doctor.
You'd be an ophthalmologist.
Yep, that's the word.
Yeah.
I think eyes are fascinating.
They're really interesting. I actually recently watched a YouTube video about people artificially, changing their eye color.
Really?
How it's really bad for you.
Right, it sounds bad. Well, that's interesting.
That's what I know about eyes.
Thanks for sharing that. So what's up next on the slay list?
Well, what is up next?
Oh.
Because it's one of probably the, like, when I think slay,
right?
When I think of a song that makes me feel like I'm slaying,
mm-hmm.
like if I'm walking down the street and someone yelled slay, this song would be playing
this
in my head.
This would be the background.
Whenever
you're right.
I hear this song, mm-hmm. I walk to the beat because I have to. Because be possessed by this
right.
song.
I'm dying to know what it is.
When you listen to
what
it, is it is song? I Will Survive by Gloria
Gaynor. It sure is.
I say it as a joke that I walk to a mm-hmm. disco beat, but, like, I actually do.
No, I think you do.
And this song is the
titular disco
beat,
yes. So if you're walking around, you know, walk to the beat of this song.
Yeah.
Next time you walk around.
Walk to the beat of your own drum, but sometimes that drum is
one.
To the same beat as I Will Survive.
Yes, as it should be.
As it should be.
So
enjoy. Let's get into it.
So many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Lord, now go walk down the door. Yeah.
girl, the girl you want. She's just a girl, she's just a girl, the girl you want. Look at you and your mouth watering. Look at you and your mouth.
I'm a roll.
Wow. All right, well, that's it. I think that's it for us.
What a slay.
What a slay. Yeah, in case you forgot, this is Granola Girls, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, you are.
The past hour has been pretty high energy, I would say. So hopefully that'll get you through the rest of the day into the next week, where we'll be back. Same time, same station.
We sure will be. I mean, just to wrap up with that song that we just played.
Yeah.
From Kala by MIA.
Yeah.
I've just recently been listening to this album so much and, like, other songs by her and just, like, remembering what a slay it is and was and will always be. Like, just every song from the album.
It's so good.
So if you haven't listened to it recently or ever,
please get into it. My roommate has a double LP of Kala, and it's, like, this hot purple fuchsia color neon green.
That's so cool. That makes sense.
Record. It's really beautiful, and the cover's kind of holographic. Over the summer, I went to a Red Sox game with my family. And
so fun.
We were like, oh, what would your walkout song be if you played baseball? Because you only have a walkout song. Mine would probably be Paper Planes.
That song. I was just thinking about that. Like, perfect song.
I
wouldn't change anything about it. It's so good.
Everything. Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. It just, like, it hits you.
There's several songs on this that we played that I'm like, this is the perfect song.
I totally agree. So, hope you guys have enjoyed this hour of slayage. Continue to slay the day.
We're going to play probably a couple seconds of Psychic City to close out.
We sure are. But have a great rest of your Sunday.
And we'll see you next week.
We sure will.